Hello.
Hello.
I'm Jaina.
Amy.
And this episode will be a two-parter.
Yeah, because it's my favorite movie of all time, as you would know. So I have a lot to talk about.
Yep. So we're covering Beauty and the Beast today. The second part will come up tomorrow.
As an extra day.
Yep.
Episode. And we will be talking about the 1991 animated version, not the live action one that came out in 2017. That will be a separate episode.
Yeah, that movie just turned 4 years old, actually.
Yeah. And the animated one will be 30 in November. God, I feel old.
Yeah, well.
This will be mentioned a lot. Do you want to start? Yeah,
but do we expect anything less at this point?
No, probably not.
Okay.
Let's be honest.
So what do you want to start with? What?
Excuse me one moment. I am recording church. Sorry, parents. Anyway.
You really need a sign. You need a sign that says you're recording.
It's kind of hard when you're in the same room.
Oh.
Apologies for that, listeners. I've injured my ankle, so don't do stairs well. So I have to record in lounge instead of my bedroom. So any disruption caused is I am sorry for, is what I'm trying to say. Anyway, moving swiftly on from that. Do you want to do characters or music first?
Characters, probably.
Okay, yeah, let's do that. Okay, what character do you want to start with?
Belle.
I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah. Belle is 17 in this film, so.
Which? So, well, I mean, we'll talk about age gaps with all the princesses, but I think actually it's probably one of the closer ones. It's only like 4 years.
Yeah.
Which isn't that bad, considering some of them are like 10 years or something ridiculous like that.
Yeah, well, the biggest age gap I'm aware of is Rapunzel and Eugene from Tangled.
Yeah, well, I can't remember all the age differences. As I said, it probably isn't 10 years, but something like that. Something ridiculously long.
Rapunzel and Flynn are 8 years, so same as us.
Yeah, if she wasn't 18, I don't think I would have had such an issue with it.
Yeah, she turned 18 in the film,
I think that's my issue with it. It's the fact that they're all teenagers, so the big age difference is kind of creep me out slightly. But then again, it was quite common for that.
Yeah.
To have big age gaps, so.
Yeah. And I'll mention the age gap again when we talk about Gaston.
Oh, God. I'm not going to like this, am I?
Probably not, but I had to say it.
Okay. I apologise in advance for any cursing.
Yeah.
So, do you want to start with Belle?
Yeah, so she is a bibliophile, which means she's a bookworm. That's just a fancy way of saying that.
Interesting.
This is what happens when you used to be an English minor.
Do you know what? I'm just thinking about. No offense.
I don't care. But no, this is what happens when you become an English minor or an English major. You throw fancy words around and you expect everyone to know, and then you realize you have to backpedal a bit.
I do that with friends at Cubs, so.
So, yeah. Belle is considered odd for her in her village and the time period, really.
Yeah. So, do you know the time period?
Around the French Revolution, because I think I've seen some of that, like on Reddit.
It's 1700s in the animated version. The live action gives a bit more of a specific kind of time range, but it's 1700s for the animated one.
Okay.
I like how, speaking about, it was interesting actually, how they made certain characters stand out. So like, Belle always wears blue, and none of the other characters in the village wear blue, which is to signify the fact that she is an oddball compared to everybody else. So it's a kind of like a subtle way of doing it, which I quite like.
Yeah.
It's a, and I consider, I don't know, I'm probably wrong in saying this, but my personal opinion, I do consider her the first kind of outspoken female Disney character, because up until Little Mermaid, which is only, I think it was 2 years beforehand, they were pretty meek and mild and just waiting for guys to rescue them, which is so not accurate and really annoys me. I am going to stop there before I start writing about it. But Little Mermaid, you know, she gives up a voice for a guy, so I don't really consider her one.
Yeah. Because Belle is not interested in the Beast at first, and then... So it wasn't like love at first sight, which I kind of appreciate.
Yes, I actually liked that. I liked that it wasn't, oh my god, you know, you see somebody, you instantly fall in love with them, because that's not how life works. Under any circumstances. So I feel like it's a little bit more realistic. I know the whole curse, I think people disagree with that, but in the sense of, you know, her not liking the Beast at first, because, you know, he essentially imprisoned her in a castle for the rest of her life, and isolated her from her whole family. You can see how, you know, that is how like relationships, like, you know, you meet and you get to know somebody and then potentially, you know, fall in love. It's not, you meet, then 2 seconds later you love each other.
Also on, like, Belle's personality, I have seen someone argue that Belle can be conceited at times, and I hate to say it, they are not wrong.
I think she can be, but I think it's a bit like, you can see how that can happen, because, I mean, everyone shuns her, so... Her only company are books, so she probably hasn't had the chance to develop proper social skills in that respect. Like, you know, most people go out and talk to like their neighbours and stuff and have conversations. If everyone just shuns her, she's not gonna learn that that skill, basically.
Yeah.
And obviously, because she reads a lot of books as well, it does make her seem like a lot more, makes her feel like she's a lot more smarter than everybody else. So I think that does come across slightly.
Yeah.
That's just my interpretation of it.
That's not where I was going with that.
Sorry.
Because people are saying her, I should probably mention this when we talk about the songs, but she's like talking like in a condescending manner about the villagers, near the villagers.
Well, to be fair, in the songs, they do the same, so...
Yes. Not saying it was right, but I'm just saying.
No, I'm just saying that it's the same way both way around. Yes. So you can see why, because, let's be honest, if someone's gonna, like, say bad things about you in front of you, you're probably gonna do the same after a while.
Yeah, see, I never saw Reddit. I saw all this on Reddit.
Yeah, this is based on personal experience, so...
Yeah.
But, as again, it's just my interpretation. It doesn't mean it's the correct one or the wrong one. It's just my interpretation.
Amy grew up with this film. I mostly did not.
It came out 2 years before I was born, so...
Yeah, I'm like a decade younger than that film.
You are a decade younger.
Yep.
Actually. Whereas I'm just 2 years younger. In fact, actually, this is how much I used to love Beauty and the Beast when I was a baby. It was like one. My parents used to sit me in front of the TV and put Beauty and the Beast on. And I'd just sit there and watch it repeatedly. Which is probably why I love musicals so much. Because that one, you don't really have a lot of choice.
Yeah.
In what you watch.
Yeah.
But I think having that, kind of just watching it repeatedly, made me love and like the music so good and it's so relaxing. And it's all got brighter colours, which babies love bright colours. That probably helped. And when I was a kid, I was definitely obsessed with Beauty and the Beast.
I was Belle for Halloween my senior year of high school, like the live-action Belle.
Yeah, I probably would have been, but Halloween isn't as big over here.
Yeah. Have I sent you pictures?
I think so.
If not, I can send them again.
Okay.
I love books. And actually, Belle reminds me of my friend Mari, who loves reading. Mari is definitely a bookworm. And she's like, Mari is amazing with like her talking about books. Like, you can sense the passion. Mari, if you're listening to this, I'm sorry.
No, that's lovely. I think it helps growing up if when you can identify, it's like when you're watching a film, you can identify with the characters. It makes it mean a lot more in a way.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely, as a kid, I definitely identified with Belle. Because I used to love books.
Yeah. You still do.
Yes, but I do. I don't say I don't, because I do, but my tastes have changed over the years.
Yeah.
I have to have a lot more books explained to me than I used to.
Yeah, because did you ever have a Twilight phase?
We do not talk about that, ever. Under any circumstances. I am ashamed of this, but yes.
Okay. Well, I was 4 when Twilight came out, so I never had that. But I'm currently reading A Midnight Sun.
Yeah, I read all the books and watched all the films and have buried them somewhere.
Yeah. Well, Twilight was your generation, so.
Yeah. If I could, I would have probably burnt them.
Yeah. There was, although you did say there was one good thing to come from Twilight.
Yes, I did.
Do you want to say what it is?
No, you.
Okay. So, my friend Mad's sister, Mia, yes, I'm giving Sincerely Yours more promotion, but that's beside the point. Mad sister Mia wrote a song called He's Gone, based on the second Twilight book. And I think that's amazing that at 13, she was able to, you know.
That is impressive.
Come like such an, because you said that was one of the most emotional songs you've ever heard.
It was, particularly for somebody so young.
Yeah. So, Mads and Mia, if you're listening to this, I'm sorry. One of these days we'll get Mads on an episode.
Do you want to move on to a different character?
Not just yet. Because I did notice one thing. With
yeah.
Belle's hairstyle. Like, Belle's traditionally seen in, like, a ponytail.
Yeah.
But if you notice with her ball gown, yeah, like the yellow ball gown, what's
yeah.
what's not tied up in like that bun looks like a ponytail.
I don't see it.
Are you looking at an image or are you trying to remember from the film?
I'm trying to remember from the film because I watched it yesterday. I'm looking it up now.
Yeah. Just look up Belle from the back. And you might see it. You're going to have to be careful not to look at her redesign. Because... Also, I apologize if you hear drumsticks in the background. I need drumsticks to focus. They're not hitting anything. I'm just twirling them around, which I actually seem to manage today. So. Do you see it?
No.
I'll send you a picture later.
I'm looking it up. But it's all from the front, so it's hard to tell.
Anyway, I think we should move on.
I actually do have a Belle mug.
Why am I not surprised?
My sister got it for me for my birthday. I do actually have a lot of Eugenie stuff, themed things. I even have a Lumiere, and actually also, I have a Belle tree decoration.
I think I've seen that, right?
Yes. My cousin got it for me for Christmas a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
So. This is how much I love Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah.
I also have the magical book from the live action.
Yeah.
I also have that. And another Beauty and the Beast mug with Belle and Beast on it.
I actually met Belle in Disney World. I'll have to send you a photo.
That would be cool.
13-year-old me, by the way.
Cool. I'll have to do that next time I go.
Oh, when we go, we're meeting as many characters as possible.
Yeah, fair. Alright, should we talk about Beast before we go off on a tangent again?
Yeah, again, disclaimer, sorry to anyone I mentioned in episode. Mia, Mads, you're both wonderful humans. Mari, enjoy your books.
Huh.
Yeah. So, anyway, Beast, he's definitely complex. His voice actor was almost Luke Skywalker in Star Wars.
Interesting.
Personally, I think Mark Hamill was iconic as Luke. There is no other Luke.
Huh.
And scene.
And I prefer him in Joker. As good Joker.
He has wide range, that guy.
He voiced Joker in the Batman animated series in the 90s, which was my childhood. So I have very fond memories of that.
So you're saying I wasn't born?
Yeah, no, you definitely were not born because I was like two.
Okay.
Or three.
Okay, so I was definitely not born. So Beast, very complex. The only other character to wear blue in the movie.
This is true. He also wears purple, and purple is the color of royalty, traditionally.
I guess you being from England, you would know that.
And having a mum as a historian doesn't hurt.
Yeah. I knew purple was the color of royalty traditionally, but I think it made more sense for you to say it just because.
Yeah.
You live in a monarchy. Sort.
Yeah. And my mom, as I said, my mom's a historian, so I know lots of weird facts like that.
Yeah. He was. I think the goal with Beast was to make him look like different animals.
Yes, he's supposed to. He's supposed to have the face of a... I did know this. I will look it up and tell you on tomorrow's episode, because I did know that and I've forgotten. So it's like a gorilla or wolf, a lion. Oh, there's loads of animals and I do know them, but I've momentarily forgot and I can't be bothered to look it up. Mainly because it will be painful.
Yeah, so Beast, he's the co-protagonist of the film. You could argue that Belle and Beast share the protagonist role.
Well, considering it's called Beauty and the Beast.
Yes.
And traditionally, in a lot of the fairy tales, Belle was actually called Beauty.
Yes.
And had a very similar background to... Cinderella. She had two older sisters who were very, very spoiled by their father. They lived in the lap of luxury. And then their father loses all his merchants, so he loses all his ships and therefore all his money. Pardon?
I knew that. Like, they almost put the stepsisters, the sisters in the film. But they were afraid that they'd get confused for Anastasia and Rosella, which is why Gaston is the villain, because there was no equivalent to Gaston in the fairy tale. Well, the original story.
No, in the original story, it's the sisters that are the bad guys. So they move into a house, and Belle becomes like the maid, and when their father finds out that one of his ships could have survived, he decides to go and investigate, and he comes across the Beast's castle, and the Beast actually treats him with kindness and respect in the sense that he looks after him. You don't see, the Beast isn't the scene, but he's like, there are clothes put out and, you know, he's fed, and then he sees a rose and he takes the rose, and he then states that he's either to live in the castle or to surrender one of his daughters to him. And when Beauty finds that out, she then volunteers herself to go and take her father's place. And then she asks the Beast if she can go and visit her family again. And he gives her a ring. And says that if she puts the ring next to her pillow in 8 days' time, I think it is, pretty sure it is, then she'll be flashed back to the castle. But her sisters don't really like her, so they use onions to make themselves cry. So she ends up staying longer, and the Beast almost dies. So that's how the Beast ends up in ill. She then feels she has this vision that of the Beast dying, so it goes back to the castle and they fall in love and live happily ever after. The end. Very long tangent there. Anyway, the Beast, you can actually, when you find out how old he was when he was cursed, you can kind of understand why his behaviour slightly.
We'll reveal the age in the next episode.
Yes. There are several issues with that. So that will be all discussed in that. Otherwise, I'll go on another tangent and we'll be here all day. Should we move on to another character now? Because there's not a lot to say about the Beast unless you want to mention
everything,
all the plot holes.
Yeah. Gaston? Sexist, chauvinistic, jerk.
And Hunter.
Yes. I've actually seen, like, arguments that Gaston can be the scariest Disney villain ever, just because of the fact that we all know a Gaston.
This is true.
We probably went to high school with a Gaston. Well, you, more likely.
Yeah. I have to admit, I am so glad when the Gaston scenes got changed. I'm pretty sure you know which one I'm talking about.
I actually don't.
When he shoots all the birds at the beginning of the film.
Oh, yeah.
For those who don't know, I am... I adore animals. I actually like them better than humans a lot of the time. And I do not like animal cruelty. In fact, I actually am a vegetarian, so I don't eat animals.
Amy
or fish.
Amy would go vegan if she could.
I would, but I love milk, chocolate, and cake too much. Oh, and pizza. I literally survive on pizza, so.
Yeah. So, yeah, they definitely changed that for
the live action. Yeah, and they actually make a lot less of the reference to the fact that he has antlers as decorations, because in the animated you have him in the chair and you can see all the antlers, and it's obviously this big homage, but a lot of the attitude now has changed towards hunting, so they then changed that for the live action, which made me extremely happy, because I actually hate that scene, because all I can think of are those poor, poor animals who were killed for no reason other than sport, and that is no way to kill an animal. They're basically, essentially been murdered.
Yeah.
And everyone gets away with it, because that is how society works, and I do not like it. And I'm going to stop there before I start going on another rant. And swear.
Yeah, so the age gap, I'm mentioning this again because I can. The Gaston is supposedly in his like mid to late 20s in the film.
Oh, for God's sake. Why do they do this? Although, to be fair, in the 1700s, it wasn't that uncommon for like a teenager to be married to someone twice that age, sadly.
Yep.
Do you want to move on?
I did want to say something about Gaston's death. I don't know if they got rid of this animation, but apparently there were skulls in Gaston's eyes when he falls.
I think they got rid of that, because I don't think you see the skulls. Pretty sure you don't, actually.
Okay, they must have gotten rid of the skulls.
Yeah, because that would freak kids out, so.
Yeah.
So. What do you think of LeFou?
Bumbling, typical, idiot, sidekick.
Yeah, I much prefer the Just Gad version of LeFou.
Luckily for you, there will be a whole Luke Evans and Josh Gad prequel to Beauty and the Beast live action
that
TV
will be
show
interesting.
On Disney
Plus. That will be interesting. And I'll probably talk a bit more about LeFou in tomorrow's episode, because there are some plot holes with that. And obviously in the live action as well.
Live action will be a whole separate
episode, yeah.
We're going to combine the princess films, I think.
No, we're going to do... We're doing, we're doing princess episodes as separate episodes. But at the same time. I'll explain in a video call later.
Okay.
I think that was my typing.
Probably. No offense.
No, none taken, because I don't always... What I type and what I think I say are very, very different things half the time.
Yeah. So, anyway, disregard that.
Yeah, disregard that comment.
Do you want to talk about Mrs. Potts?
Can we leave Mrs. Potts and Chip to last?
Yeah.
Because I'll go and go on a whole tangent otherwise. What do you think about Maurice? We forgot about Maurice.
Again, he's the typical bumbling father. He's very similar to the Sultan in Aladdin.
He is, actually. Which makes sense, because they came out exactly a year apart.
Yep. Yeah, so Aladdin was the last one you weren't born for.
Yes. Well, in America. I think he came out later here.
Yeah. The first princess film I was alive for was Princess and the Frog.
Yeah. I was born 8 months after Aladdin came out.
Yeah. So you're like a year older than Lion King.
Almost. It came out a month before my birthday.
Okay.
So
I know we talk about age a lot, but it actually helps me comprehend.
Yes, because so a lot of these films, I think it also helps with our attitudes, because this is my childhood, the films we're discussing. Whereas obviously for you, the more recent films. So these were kind of, so you would have a different attitude, because it was actually quite common, the attitudes in the film when back in the 90s and early 2000s. Sadly.
Yeah.
So, going back to the prince. So, I'll explain on air right now because I might as well. So, there's... So, there's four princess live actions and there's like five other live action films, so doing them separately makes a lot more sense, because we've done all the princess films apart from the only live action princess film which we are not doing is Mulan, because of issues with filming and so forth. If you want to know what I mean, please, and you're over 18, please look it up on Google. Thank you.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it. Yeah.
Thank you. We are doing the animated.
Cinderella will be hard to do, like the live action one, because I don't have it.
Yeah, this is unusual. You don't have it, no, I do. It's the other way around.
But can we talk about Lumiere for?
Yes, I love Lumiere.
In the live action, all I see is Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Why?
Because that's his actor.
Really? I did not know that. You know, that's something new every day.
Yeah. Because apparently Cogsworth was it Gandalf?
Yes.
Okay.
But in the live action.
Yes, you know what I mean. Yeah, live action was Gandalf.
Who is British, I believe.
That was Ewan McGregor.
Oh, the live action one. Okay, I know who you're talking about now. I was thinking you were talking about the animated.
I see. Well, no. With the...
That's just funny.
No, animated, I just see Lumiere. The live action, I see Obi-Wan Kenobi, and I half expect him to pull out a lightsaber.
Fair, fair. Well, I expect Mrs. Potts to suddenly turn into a typewriter, so.
Murder, She Wrote?
Yeah. That will be explained when we cover Mrs. Potts. So, Lumiere, what else? I love him, actually. He is hilarious.
Yeah. I relate to Cogsworth because we're both so uptight.
Yeah, Cogsworth is actually my second favourite character. I actually do have a Lumiere Christmas decoration and a Cogsworth Christmas decoration. Tree decoration. Thank you to my sister who got them for me for Christmas. I do have a little Cogsworth, which I'm currently sitting in my bookcase, even though it's not Christmas. Sorry, I just had to add that there. I do love how funny Cogsworth is. And I love how Lumiere and Cogsworth actually play off of each other, which they don't do as much in the live action. So I actually prefer the relationship in the animated because it's so funny. Lumiere just loves winding him up.
Yeah.
Particularly the end bit where they just say, "I told you so. No, I told you so. No, I told you so. No, I told you so." There's like kind of end scene, and then you have the dark thing, which is boring.
Yeah.
What other characters are left?
Chip.
I love Chip. Chip, there is a couple of points I want to leave for tomorrow about Chip.
I did see a red theory, but I will discuss it tomorrow.
Yeah. I miss Chip.
Apparently Nick Jonas was Chip in like Broadway or like Broadway or something.
Cool. I'll look into that.
I don't know if it was Broadway, but it was like the stage musical.
Yeah. Okay, I'll look into that. Did you know they're actually doing a new Beauty and the Beast musical? I meant to say, actually.
Who'd they cast as Belle?
I actually don't know, because it was due to come out this summer. Autumn / winter. But they've delayed it. It's meant to come out here. But they delayed it because of the current global situation. That's all I know about it. I go to the theatre a lot, so I've got an email about it.
I would say, is West End even open right now?
No, it doesn't open until... Lion King doesn't open until 29th of July.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think Broadway's still closed over here.
Yeah. Yeah, nothing's open.
Anyway.
Mrs. Potts.
Yeah. I saw something on Reddit saying that there's a chance that Maurice and Mrs. Potts would end up together. Obviously, live action negates that whole theory.
That would be interesting. Oh, I love Mrs. Potts. I have a Chip mug at home, and my ambition is to get a Mrs. Potts teapot. That is my mission in life.
I hate to say this, but that sounds like the stereotype that British people always drink tea.
Well, to be fair, I do, so I'm okay with that.
Should we talk about the music now before we end up?
Yeah, I'll leave that until tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm looking at the timing and it. Yeah. If we talk about the music, we'll go into an hour.
Yes, it will. I think it's better to leave it there and
yeah, characters took longer than anticipated.
As usual.
Yeah, I mean, I expected nothing less.
No, I don't either.
But thank you for letting me mention Twilight.
You're welcome.
But I know Mads and Mia won't care that I mentioned them. Because to be honest, I have very few in real life friends.
Yeah, I'm the same.
So, anyway.
Yeah, let's end it there. Okay. Yeah. Thanks for listening. Yeah.
See you tomorrow.
Bye.